Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it's Monday, November 16th. And of course, I am driving to Corn Country. And as usual, I am running late. It's 53 degrees. It's actually kind of warm. And 20% chance of rain. But anyway, I haven't done an audio in a really super long time. I don't know. Before I couldn't go without doing it, and now it's that. Same old, same old. But recently, over the weekend, I heard of a online friend who I met through audio blogging and another audio platform that I speak of. I mention often, Snapvine. And some people listening might know who he is, because one thing about him that annoyed me is that I consider it steal friends. He would go through and just, you know, it was all about the numbers. But once, you know, you got to know him, he was a loyal, sincere, at times confused, misguided, misunderstood, caring individual. And that is Dave Haynes. And he goes by Asia Man, Asia Fire, Asia Joy Luck Club, Asia Blue. Did I say that one? And I think he might have grabbed a few individuals from Audio Boom as his friends. And he was online, I think, mid-2000s. And I met him 2009. And he was always following people and always, you know, sharing their stuff and reposting and promoting, as he called it, people's posts, no matter what it was. And he always, always commented on stuff. And it did, sometimes you didn't get any comments or any likes on your stuff, but you always, if you had Asia in your life, you had that one, that's that person. And some people that he friend requested or followed that were originally my friends would call me and go, what's up with this Asia dude? You know, he's like all over my page. And I'm like, you know, that's how he is. He didn't mean anything by it. Sometimes it got a little creepy. Sometimes it got very annoying. But you know, he meant it from the goodness in him. He meant it with no malice. He meant it with no creepiness. He just didn't know. I mean, he was just a little different. And the people on Snapvine that were from Snapvine, and when Snapvine closed, we all desperately looked for different audio platforms to use so that we could stay together. Because the one thing about Snapvine is you could use your phone and do a three-way party line conversation. So on my Facebook, I reposted some that somebody else had that I had called in, and Asia and myself and somebody else by the name of Jeff Lynn had done. And one thing about Snapvine I mentioned to some people off behind the scenes was that it was very dramatic. And they will be the first ones to admit that it was, you know, very dramatic. And especially with audio, they would just do some crazy stuff. They just like record people's bits and pieces sound and make sound bites out of them, and then, you know, make a montage and just use anything that you said can be used and will be used against you in the court of Snapfine kind of thing. And Audio Boom has community. It definitely has the same feel of community that I experienced with Snapvine. And the thing that I'm noticing now is that when Snapvine closed, it was so divided and so everybody was just so hateful and bitter and angry towards everybody else, to each other, that with the death of Asia, it has brought people back together, reconnecting because of the shock of the loss of somebody who was trying to always be neutral. And to and I thought, God, he's probably just really pissed off because he's missing all the attention. And I'm just really shocked that some of the people have been, you know, doing audio blogs more since the passing, and how just shocked everybody was and still is. And it's hitting people hard. I just, when I saw it, I happened to be looking on my Facebook and I seen somebody's page and I was like, wow, he's got a Facebook page. Oh, it's been forever since I've seen it. And I clicked on it and it had mentioned his passing. And I just thought, no. And yeah, just, you know, how, you know, we talked briefly, details and information and just what a shock that, you know, he was always kind of sickly, but you never really know what's going on with a person unless they actually tell you or you talk to them behind the scenes. And I'm just so shocked that, you know, how one life can affect so many other lives. And like I said, he was childlike. He just never did anything maliciously, although he could. I never experienced any anger from him like I had some of the other people. But, I mean, he was at times bullied, picked on, and he stood tall through it all. He really did. I just was amazed that, you know, he took it and almost with a smile on his face. And it's nice to see others that, you know, I haven't seen online or heard do audio begin to do it again. But with Audio Boom, you do have a connection to people. There are people here that are connected to way back when. And just think what life would be like if they weren't around and you knew that they were never coming back. And how much one should appreciate this little family. Because it is a family. You do miss people when they're not there. You do get attached to people when they're not there. And Snapvine, these people were my first audio family. And, you know, some people you just go, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. They probably went back into the real world kind of thing. But one must appreciate what one has daily, because you just never know when it might not be there anymore. So that is my audio for the day, I think. I don't know, I might do some more, but I do have the audio posted. I did tweet them the links in case you want to hear me back from 2011. I think one was called Welcome Back Asia, and there was a few other ones. And it's on a website called crapvine.wordpress.com. And, yeah, it's not my website, but It's somebody else's. Later, news people.